Big news from the music labels, and the bad guy is AI, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I hate AI so much. It's going to cause so many problems in so many ways in the entertainment industry. Performances by actors, by announcers, name it, musicians. Can be reproduced with artificial intelligence. And what is now being disputed is that there are music labels that are claiming that AI creators have done that without compensation. So there have been several lawsuits filed as a result of that. Sony Music, Universal Music Group, and Warner Brothers all saying that the creators of song generators Suno and Udio have been copying their material without compensation. So copyright infringement on those. They say that the artist's work is not being compensated when it's being copied, and that's not good. The CEO for Suno says that their technology is designed to generate new music, not copy pre-existing content, which, I hear what he's saying, but if you're taking somebody else's content, you are copying pre-existing content.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just the beginning of the takeover, before the robots take over all of us.
Well, it's gonna be a lot of work for the lawyers, that's all I gotta say. Let's talk about Ben Affleck, and he's always been a bit, well, shall we say,
volatile
when it comes to the paparazzi.
Yeah, well, I mean, the paparazzi can be super aggressive. I've seen them many times when we go to do interviews and celebrities are, we're meeting celebrities at, certain places to do the interviews. 50 photographers are camped out in the street, in the driveway, blocking cars. They are super aggressive. So I can understand where that would get annoying, but Ben Affleck actually acted out this past weekend, Sunday night, when he was trying to get into the driveway of his house. Hmm. Photographers were all over the place and started taking pictures, and he got out of the car and said, cut it out and get out of here. The flashes from your cameras are blinding me. I can't see where I'm driving. He said, my daughter is in a car. She's going to be coming soon. If you do the same thing to her, you are putting her in danger. So it's Ben Affleck and the photographers out in the street. And he's yelling at them, and they're snapping away. They love it to see a enraged Ben Affleck. That's
what they want.
That's exactly what they want. So I don't know how you stop it. I see it all the time when I'm in mostly New York and L.A. And, the photographers know that there are A-listers, and especially A-listers like Ben Affleck right now, Jennifer Lopez, some of the ones who are at the top of their headlines because of the personal things that are going on in their lives right now.
Let's talk about Tom Cruise's daughter. What's up with her?
Yeah, this is also not a great story. A couple of weeks ago, we told you about how Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's two daughters now have dropped their last name of Pitt. They have filed to legally change their last names. They no longer want to be associated with their father. Looks like the daughter of Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise may be headed in that same direction. Suri is now 18 years old. She just graduated from high school in Manhattan. There was a graduation ceremony. Tom Cruise was not at the graduation ceremony. He has been more than estranged from his daughter. He was at the Taylor Swift concert in London over the weekend while his daughter was graduating from high school. You all can figure out the priority thing there. You all can make your own conclusions. But on the the little graduation program where it says the names of the graduates, it did not say Suri Cruise. It said Suri Noel. So she also dropped her last name for this graduation ceremony, at least anyway. But we haven't had any reports of her, you know, going to legally change her name yet, but it sounds like she doesn't want to be associated with her father either.
Sounds like it. Good news for Freaky Friday fans, huh, Dean?
Yeah, the people have been asking about this for years and years and years. Will they ever get together again, Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan, and do another Freaky Friday movie? Believe it or not, it's been 23 years since the original movie came out, and yesterday Disney announced that production has started on Freaky Friday 2. Excuse me, Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan are back in their original roles. A handful of other actors from the original film are also back. They have not announced an exact release date, but Disney said you can look for FF2 in theaters sometime next year.
And now to the Jimmy Kimmel guest host news.
Oh, I love this. Now, Jimmy Kimmel's taking the summer off. He's got a whole variety of guest hosts who are filling in for him this week. The incredible Martin Short is filling in, which would certainly be good enough, but Martin Short announced last night that he had a dermatologist appointment that he could not cancel this week, so he's having a friend of his fill in for him on Thursday night. His character, Jiminy Glick, the quintessential entertainment reporter, is going to guest host the entire Jimmy Kimmel show on Thursday night, which I already can't wait for. But they gave a little preview last night. Jiminy Glick interviewing Bill Hader, formerly of Saturday Night Live.
Hello, I'm Jiminy Glick, and as part of my guest hosting duties on Kimmel, I'm obligated to interview who they've pre-booked. So I was hoping for an A-lister, but I'm thrilled to have you, Bill Hader. You are a pre-book, but you're a wonderful spirit.
Oh,
how are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Bill Hader, it's not really a star's name, is it?
No.
No, like no, Leo DiCaprio captures
yes,
you.
Yes, that's
but
true.
But Bill Hader sounds like a guy who would do Inside Windows. But you've had an interesting career, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
I don't know a great deal about it. I see that you haven't been through hair or makeup. That was a choice. So I guess this is the new Hollywood, the rebellion. Why shower?
Why shower?
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
And you rushed over here staying at a Diddy's pool house. How's that going?
It's it's going okay. No, I'm not at Diddy's pool house.
Not anymore.
Not ever.
You never
actually
stayed at Diddy's pool?
No, I was never invited.
See, I get
never
all the
invited
wrong information.
No, I think you might have someone else's thing there.
I want to know everything about a Bill Hader. I want to know what makes you tick. But I don't want too much detail because I actually don't care.
Oh, okay.
So it's an interesting thing. You started on Saturday.
Yes. My glasses.
What'd you do on that?
I played a lot of different characters on the show.
Characters.
Yeah.
Were you the guy who would eat the apple real frantically and he'd climb on people?
That's Chris Kattan. Chris Kattan. Yeah,
see, that's who I wanted to interview. I wanted to interview Chris Kattan because I'm a big fan of Mango.
I love Jiminy Glick so much.
Is that a prosthetic mask he wears when he does it?
Yes, it is. I had the honor. Martin Short was appearing at the Paramount Theater in Aurora, I don't know how many years ago, but during the show, Jiminy Glick comes out and calls me up on the stage, and Jiminy Glick interviews me. We have tape of it someplace. I don't know where it is, but
we got to see that.
It is. If you think it's hilarious to watch it, you ought to be sitting in a chair across from him while he's doing that with the giant glasses and the all the prosthetics. But Jiminy Glick is going to be guest hosting the entire show for Jimmy Kimmel this coming Thursday night. Compliments of Martin Short.
I love that. The new Hollywood, you know.
Why shower?
Why shower?
Why shower?
Thank you, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.